Why ignites motivation? What clarifies outcomes? How is the process? But when is your point of difference? There is no doubt that we should all start at why. Why sparks the motivation for change that shapes your beliefs and defines your identity, which is critical for behavioral change. But in my opinion, if you do not get the when right, the why, along with your motivation, will disappear behind a sea of inevitable setbacks, energy dips, failures, rejections, hurts, and disappointments. Timing is everything. I'm Sam McCool, and welcome to A Higher Branch. Hello and welcome to today's episode. I hope the start to your year has been a good one. If you are new here, hit that subscribe button and the notifications icon so you don't miss any future episodes, including a free course I'm about to drop on the four essential daily rituals. And if you are an existing listener, welcome back. I hope you are enjoying my podcast and I sincerely hope it is making a difference in your life. Okay, so let's kick off today's episode. I have coached many people over the years who feel like they are doing everything right. They have smart goals that give them the big why, and they wake up every day and take action. But they get very surprised and overwhelmed by setbacks and obstacles. Their day becomes filled with stop signs. And the reason for that is that their timing is all wrong. If you get your timing wrong, you're more likely to fail or get rejected, whether it is the time of day you wake, eat, sleep, exercise, work, and even initiate sex with your partner. Timing is critical. You may think you are not good at something when in fact you just did it at the wrong time of day that is not aligned with your energy levels and your optimal chronotype or circadian rhythm. Munich University pioneered the research into discovering your chronotype with a simple quiz. But if you really think about it, you would know intuitively whether you are a morning person or a night owl. The research shows that approximately 30% of people are morning types, 30% are night owls, and 40% are in between. Most modern work schedules favor the morning person, unfortunately. And I know some people who have gone into business for themselves purely so they can be in control of when they eat, sleep, and work. Now, using the Higher Branch framework, let's consider how you can get your timing right in the eight areas of life. Now, if you are new to our channel, they are your health, love, family, work, friendships, learning, wealth, and charity. If you are watching on YouTube, I'll flash the diagram up on the screen now. The tips I'm going to share with you will make a huge difference to your motivation and to the results that you are chasing. And it's stuff that I haven't covered before, but I feel like the power of when you do something is so important, and it is often forgotten. We focus so much on goals and dreams and techniques, but often get the timing wrong. Let's go through the eight areas and I'll give you examples, starting with the area of health. Now, there are three branches to your physical health. There's nutrition, sleep, and exercise. Sleep is by far the most important factor for your cognitive performance, your emotional happiness, your immunity, and even your longevity. But you need to get your timing right when going to sleep. If you are a night owl and try to get to bed too early, it might cause you to slip into self-induced insomnia because you'll lie there awake trying to get to sleep before your body's ready. And if you persist doing that because you have heard someone talk about the 5 a.m. club, you know, the importance of waking up early, you're setting up yourself up for failure because you'll start developing a negative association with going to bed. And then it's a spiral into anxiety, and from there it's going to cause even more insomnia. If your optimal time to go to bed is around 11 p.m. and wake at 7 a.m., then stick to that and be true to your chronotype. If you prefer to sleep at 9 p.m. and wake at 5 a.m., then go with that. Most people are in between the 40%. It's between kind of 10, 10:30 and then wakes 6, 6:30. What about when it comes to eating? Typically, morning people can't survive without breakfast, while night owls prefer to snack at night and fast till midday. Some can have one or two meals per day. Others are primed for grazing throughout the day. When it comes to exercise, for some people, first thing in the morning boosts their energy levels. For others, midday or late afternoon is the best time to exercise because it takes a while for their body to warm up. What about when it comes to love and intimacy? What I consider should be this your second priority in life. Couples can sometimes think they have relationship problems simply because they are crossing sex time zones, I call it. In other words, you have opposite chronotypes. If you are a morning person and your partner a night person, then your hormonal sex drives are not aligning. And we all know it takes two to tango. If one of you prefers a morning glory and the other a late night romp, is the answer maybe an afternoon delight, right? So it would be great if couples did not have to work or pick up the kids from school or do grocery shopping, but these are the realities of life. So how do you get the timing right when you have those competing interests? Well, you need to have fine common ground. Work out what your peak periods of energy and where you overlap. And that's the time you should schedule intimacy. Don't wait for spontaneity. Okay, let's look at the next area of life, and that is your family. If you are a morning person, then the best time to spend with your children is in the morning. Driving them to school is a great way to connect with them. Or I know some parents who wake up early and go jogging or swimming with their children. If they're too young for those activities, then a playground is an awesome way to start the day. If you're a night person, then flip that around and do those things later in the day. You know, pick them up from school and head to the park. Play board games after dinner. Read to them at night. But please do not watch TV or have any screen time at night with your children. Artificial light at night will mess up their sleep and yours, whether you're a morning person or a night person. So timing is important for families. If you get the timing wrong in families and you're all on different time zones, it's going to cause a lot of dysfunction. Okay, let's move on to the area of work. If you are a morning person, you need to do your most important work in the first 90 minutes, as soon as you get to work or as soon as you start work. Why 90 minutes? Well, research shows that after 90 minutes, your attention span and your focus deteriorates, and you need a 15-minute break, preferably outside in sunshine, to reset. For a morning person, the first 90 minutes is the most productive. This should never be spent checking emails or in meetings, right? Unless the meeting is for brainstorming or decision-making. You've heard me say it before, I never attend meetings if it doesn't fit into those two categories. The converse is true for a night person. You need to ease into the day and do your work, your best work, later in the day when your brain comes alive. It's a phenomenon, really, how you can get two different people. One's a morning person, one's a night person. They produce totally different results based on their chronotypes. So it can't be ignored. Let's move on to friendships. Socializing is a critical element to your well-being. In fact, all the research shows that the longest living humans in the blue zones all have very strong social networks that keep them happy and engaged mentally. You know, friendships help us have fun and bring laughter into our life. But it's only when you socialize at the right time. If you are a night person, then going out at night to the footy or a bar or restaurant brings the best out of you. You'll be a lot more fun and energetic. If you are a morning person, then you should avoid going out at night because you're going to come across as dull and unenthusiastic. You know, a lot of friends that I know who are morning people like to socialize by going for a cycle and having a coffee in the morning, or they have a long lunch on weekends. So timing can be the difference between perceived as fun or perceived as boring, and it comes down to the power of when. What about learning? At a high branch, You know, I consider learning to be an essential element for growth. Without learning, you can't continue to grow, right? Because we need to acquire more and more information. And, you know, our whole mission is built around sharing actionable knowledge with our community, not just on this podcast, but at our events. Now, I want to make the point that learning is not just about attending seminars about your work, you know, about your subject matter expertise. You know, you should be learning about your health, how to be a better partner, be a better friend or a parent. You need to be learning about all eight areas of your life. And learning is no different to working. You should read, listen, or watch when you are most alert. Again, this leads back to whether you identify yourself as a morning person, a night person, or an in-between. I personally think the best way to learn during the day, which is common to all chronotypes, is on your daily commute. Now, some call it traffic university, but by far the most effective exponential way to learn is face-to-face at seminars and events with other like-minded people. And that includes people in the office, that includes your friends. Catching an Uber or a taxi and talking to that person is a learning experience for me. I think having a curiosity and an engagement with other people, I learn my best stuff from other people. So, you know, listening to me now is great, but, you know, when you learn from someone face to face, it's incredible how much more that you absorb. You need to be conscious of when your brain absorbs information the most. Is it in the morning? Is it at night? And then you stick to that. Otherwise, if you learn at the wrong time, you're going to start dumping on yourself and think, hey, I'm dumb. I'm not absorbing this, right? And I've had this conversation with one of my kids who came home from school and said, oh, Dad, I just couldn't absorb anything. I was just zoning out. I was looking out the window the whole time. And guess what? Because it was a morning class. And I know she's a night person because later in the afternoon at night, her brain is on fire. She absolutely absorbs so much information and she is so engaged. And it's really sad how, you know, our school is really geared for morning people. And I'm hoping that this will change over time as really education becomes something that you can do on demand at the time that best suits you. Now, let's move on to wealth. The reality is your appetite for risk varies according to the time of day. I'm going to repeat that. Your appetite for risk and investment varies according to the time of day. So if you're a morning person, then the worst time for you to make investment decisions is late in the day when you are more emotional and prone to impulsiveness. And the converse is true for night owls. The morning is your worst time to make investment or business decisions because night owls tend to be foggy-brained in the morning. They need to ease into the brain. Again, it all comes back to timing. So that simple little tip, honestly, out of all these tips I'm sharing with you today, can make a huge difference in your life, especially if you're an avid investor. Lastly, let's discuss charity. Helping others, whether it is a new person at work or a friend that needs someone to listen to, that's best done when you are emotionally solid. Otherwise, you're going to come across as insincere or nonchalant. Now, I know timing for helping others can be difficult because you need to be there when they need you. But if you do have the choice, always choose the time of day when you are most empathetic and patient. Because really, you cannot help others and listen without prejudice, without judgment, with a sympathetic and empathetic ear if you are choosing the wrong time of day to do that. On that note, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and really a unique one because you hear me focusing on the what, which is the eight areas of life, the how, which is the circle of conscious living, but we often forget the when. By the way, if you think I've forgotten the why comes from having the right goals in life. And I have an episode on that coming up called Choosing the Right Goals in Life, because I've seen so many people who have the process right, but if you choose the wrong goals, you kind of get lost in life. But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. You know, the power of when cannot be underestimated. So I sincerely hope you've enjoyed that message. And before I go, I want to remind you that I'm on social media. I'd love to continue this conversation with you offline. You can search for me on all portals as Sam McCool, M-A-K-H-O-U-L, or search for us under A Higher Branch. And we've also recently launched these videos on YouTube. So if you want to put a face to the voice, please head over to YouTube. Okay, well, that's it from me today. I hope you're enjoying the summer holidays in Sydney and the winter ski season if you are listening to me in the Northern Hemisphere. And I want to leave you with this reminder that every morning is the dawn of a new day and your opportunity to hit the reset button and start a new life. I hope you have a great day, and as always, live consciously, my friends.